I'm Alex McAvica joining you for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. We are joined on the phone by Kent Lawrence of Stratton, a Nebraska Wheat Board member. Kent, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you hopping on.
Yes, well, thank you for having us on, Alex. We appreciate your time.
All right, well, we today are talking about the Wheat Food Council's annual meeting that was held in San Antonio, Texas. 30,000-foot perspective. Get us more familiar with this meeting, Kent, and what was going on.
Every year on their annual meeting, they most generally talk about what the next year's plan is with the marketing groups and so on that they work with, and tell us what they're planning on doing for programs and projects next year.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the Nebraska Wheat Board's involvement in attending this meeting.
Since we actually help fund them, that gives us a voting spot on the board and a position on the board. So one of us can attend the meetings and vote and make decisions for the Wheat Foods Council.
Sure. What were some of your key takeaways, Kent, from attending this meeting in Texas?
Kind of the two key things were last year in June, we hired a new marketing group. We hired a group from Boulder, Colorado called Sterling Rice Group. And they are hit the ground running with new programs and projects for working with different companies and different things to promote the use of flour in baking and other food sources as well. And as well, they gave us a good aspect of what their plans are for this coming what they have done so far in marketing for us and what their plans are for next year. And then while we were there, there's the CIA, they call it, or Culinary Institute of America, which there's 8 colleges across the country. One of their largest ones down there in San Antonio, we got to tour that and talk with them because they are also a partner with the Wheat Foods Council in the promotion of wheat foods.
Very cool. All right, Kent, as we round out today's conversation, what else is important to mention that we haven't had a chance to touch on yet?
Wheat Foods Council is also partnered with some other groups. The Bold Baking Network, they have also told us that, they informed us that they are going to have a full 24-hour-a-day streaming network. So if you have a Samsung TV or so on and can hook to the internet, you're going to have 24-hour-a-day baking classes.
Oh, very cool. I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was really, we were glad that they were going to do that. They've been, so far, I think they've just been mostly just online. There are going into the TV business, and we got a report from the Home Baking Association, which we are a part of also, and they also, the Wheat Foods Council works with them, and they actually reached 8.7 million educators this year in baking, teaching them how to use wheat flours and so on in baking.
Oh, wow. That's very awesome. Well, Kent, I've got one last question for you before we round out today's conversation. Give us an update of what's happening on your operation out near Stratton.
Oh, well, during the wintertime here, it's pretty much our operation is cattle, and we got a cow-calf operation. Where we keep around 180 head of cows and first some 30 head of first calf heifers as well as breeding heifers for next year. And so that's pretty much spend the day taking care of them and keeping that all online. We will be starting to calve here in about a month, so we're getting ready for that.
Absolutely. Well, good luck, and we know there's never a dull day. So thanks so much for making time to join us, Kent. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That again, joining us, Nebraska Wheat Board Chairman Kent Lawrence of Stratton, Nebraska, giving an update on the recent meeting that was in San Antonio, Texas, with the Wheat Foods Council. I'm Alex McAvica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.